still Aaron Rodgers then, but now he's like, the, you know, the playoff caliber Aaron Rodgers you've seen, you know, time and time again. So I think he's playoff ready, and we have to bring our best shot because he's going to bring his, and we know we're going to get from him. He's going to be a savvy guy. He's going to try to make the most of every play, and he's going to be a guy who, you know, in the pocket, out the pocket, he's going to be looking to use that strong arm of his to make plays on the field. So we have to really be honed in to what they're capable of doing, and just make sure we know where he is at all times, as well as tracking down the receivers when they get to scrambling.
Keenan, the biggest characteristic from that game in October to me was the missed tackles by your unit. It might have been the most you had all season. Mm-hmm. How much does that trouble you when you look at that film and say, okay, we can clean that up and do a hell of a lot better?
Yeah, tackling is a one-two. I mean, it's all about angles, all about, you know, the mindset. You got to want to tackle. You can't go out there and just, you know, throw a limp arm out there, expect to tackle somebody and knock them down the league. Everybody's got great balance. So for us, it's putting ourselves in the right position, using two guys, you know, maybe vice tackle guy, taking the right angles to the ball, making sure the cutback lanes aren't there. And once we get there, bring our shoulder press, bring our arms, wrap up and drive, and, you know, finish the ball carrier. And there's times where I missed tackles this year not doing that. You know, there's little things that can get us beaten and hurt us. So we have to make sure as a defense we really do take every little opportunity we get to make a tackle in the game and don't take it for granted. You know, wrap their arms or bring the arms, drive, make sure we get them on the ground. And that's something that we got to do in order to not only win this game but win in the playoffs, period.
Your third down efficiency has been great in the second half of the season. In that game, they had the ball for 13 minutes in the first quarter, had like 26 snaps. Mm-hmm. I mean, defensively, you've got to get off the field.
Yeah, we do. I mean, part of that has to do with the run game. There are a lot of times we have the guy stopped in the backfield, but he bounced off, escaped deep.
Lacey was tough.
Yeah, exactly. He escaped deep, spun, made some great plays. He's a great player, but at the same time, we had to wrap up and finish tackling. But we didn't do that as well the first time we played them. He broke a few tackles, and that's something that we had to limit. We had to limit yards with the contact this game and make sure that we keep them limited to, you know, 3.3 yards or less per carry.
Can you guys talk about the importance of playing from whistle to snap in case Aaron Rodgers tries to go quick and catch you guys off guard? And they caught you with that one Cobb touchdown that got called back in the first game.
Yeah.
As a linebacker, as one of the guys who tries to get people lined up in nickel and dime, what do you have to do after the whistle to make sure you're ready for the next play?
First of all, I mean, for me, my job is to get everybody else lined up. So if I see that they're going fast, obviously I'll try to look the sideline and get the play. If I don't get a play, then I'll call something. After I, you know, get the call from him, I'll look and, you know, see, I'll look and see what Rodgers is doing. If I see he's doing the line of scrimmage right now, well, it's time to play. So we don't really have time to make all those checks and adjustments. We have to just make sure we can get defense that we can survive the down. And once that is, we have to make sure we're not substituting, because if we're substituting, he'll catch us, you know, get a 5-yard penalty and a free play. So that's something that we have to really work on doing this game and be intent to.